As I understand it, Tom Knifick, our professor of jazz, guitar, and bass at Western Michigan University, is on sabbatical this year. And as he told it to me, he likes to pick people far better than him to replace him while he's away, so his students are happy. You have extensive background in many styles of guitar. Tell me what puts you in the mindset that you could pursue many different styles when you were a young musician.
Well, I think first off, I traveled a lot as a child. My mother is from South America, my father from India. So, that started off with a lot of different kinds of music played around the house. And then I toured a lot. I traveled a lot with my folks when I was young, and even just to visit grandma and grandpa, we had to cross a few oceans, you know. So ended up spending time in Europe, spending time in the Far East and in South America. And certainly as a young child, that influences a great deal. So I was exposed to all kinds of music, and, you know, growing up in the Chicago area, of course, was also influenced by the blues and the jam sessions on the south side of Chicago. And so all of that created a pretty natural melting pot for me. And I just love all kinds of music. So I was drawn to play classical music, and that opened the door to all kinds of styles, Latin styles, and of course, you know, traditional classical guitar music, 20th century music, world music, and jazz, of course, was also connected to those styles. So there was a lot of impetus for me to be involved and interested in music from all over the world.
You found the formal classical training to be valuable throughout your work as a guitar player?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I didn't start studying classical guitar till I got to college. And I played jazz and played music by ear before then. I find that my jazz education and my world music, folk music training, out on the streets and in the alleyways actually helped my classical playing much more than the other way around.
The guitar is one of the most versatile instruments out there, but it's also one of the most popular. How did you distinguish yourself as one of a multitude of guitarists in your career?
Well, I played really, really fast. And that started the ball rolling, apparently. I didn't really understand much else when I was younger, except, well, I can play faster than anybody. pretty low bar I set for myself out there on the street. But the more I started playing gigs and working with real musicians, the more that wasn't enough. And, you know, since I genuinely love a lot of these different styles of music, it forced me to be a little more self-critical and a little more analytical about the music that I was pursuing and how to best appreciate and represent them in my own performances. So I've learned a lot about different styles of music, and ultimately, you know, the desire to make people dance, to feel the rhythm and understand the roots of each style of music I play, rhythmically, first of all, and everything else follows from there. So, you know, if you can make people dance with your music in whatever style, then you're beginning to understand the essence of it.
What do you plan to play on Wednesday night?
I'm going to play a mix of things. I'll play a number of jazz tunes, kind of spontaneous arrangements that I'll come up with on the spot. I will play some classical music with improvisations that were actually typical back in the 17 and 1800s, but most classical players leave the improvisations out. And I've spent a fair amount of time trying to get a handle on how to improvise in those styles. And so I'll play some 18th century music with improvisations. I'll play some more modern pieces with some improvisations, including some arrangements of Satie, arrangements of some African composers. And so a lot of interesting music from around the world. But one of the themes will be, you know, classical music with improvisation or jazz music with a classical guitar orientation.
Is it going to be related to any recording project or a tour that you have planned?
Oh, yeah. I have actually a new album coming out that's being produced by WSMT Radio, the classical station here in Chicago, and Elvio Barilari, who's a professor of Latin American Studies at University of Chicago, is the producer of the album, along with Ann Goldberg from WFMT Radio. And we've recorded a number of pieces that I'll be playing, and that album is going to be coming out sometime in November. So we'll be concertizing and touring that album probably in the next season.
Do you often perform solo concerts, or are you more often found in larger group settings?
Both. I play a lot of jazz groups as a special guest with many larger ensembles. With jazz ensembles, I'm often appearing as a special guest. And then I do a lot of solo concerts. We're planning a solo jazz guitar recording sometime in 2017. I'm going to go do a couple of nights live performance of a solo jazz guitar. So there's a lot of interest from myself in pursuing some of the more intimate settings, solo guitar, duo with other instruments, as well as the bigger ensembles. So I'm pretty busy doing different kinds of things. I think this coming week I'll be playing in Kalamazoo Wednesday, in Boston on Thursday, in New York on Friday and Saturday, and then back in Chicago on Sunday. And each gig is a different group, different ensemble.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
So that keeps me busy.
Finally, what's it like to work with the students at Western Michigan University?
They are great. They're very talented. For sure, giving a run for money for my guys here at Northern Illinois University. But really excellent and fun to work with. I think on November 17th, we're going to give a concert at the Union. And my good friend Goran Ivanovic will be playing with me. And then all of the guitar players from the Western Michigan program are going to come down and play a few pieces that we've worked up together. So it'll be a guitar extravaganza.
Anything else you want to say about what you'll perform on Wednesday night or what the evening's going to be like?
Well, it's a beautiful hall, I've heard, and I have a new instrument that I'll be debuting at that concert, which I'm very excited about, by Spanish builder Graciliano Perez. And so I think it's going to be an auspicious debut for this instrument, and I love the program that we put together. It's going to be a nice program. I think there's a pre-concert lecture as well. Folks want to show up a little early. I think it's 7, is that right? I'll talk a little bit about the music and do a little demonstration of some of the techniques I'll be using.
Well, Fareed Hawk, thank you so much for chatting with me today, and enjoy your concert Wednesday night.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it. Hope to see you there.